Ok, dobra, pessoal. You made it, Marcus.
Morning. Why not? Just a shame.
We were worried about you driving in this sort of this terrible wind.
Ma, what's with the terrible wind? Hashem's creating more oxygen in the world, that's all. The trees used up all the oxygen, and now there's a lot of carbon dioxide in the world, so Hashem brings in the wind to take out all the carbon dioxide and bring more oxygen, that's all. Terribly disturbing. Now look, Menashe's kippers on, and it's not blowing off there, and he's outside. In the...
Where is he? Is he in the
Tanya. He's in the Tanya.
It's not windy in the Tanya?
For sure it's windy in the Tanya. Anyway, let's get busy. Or let's get busy. Okay.
Let's tov.
Yeah, okay, fine. Brilliant. Tov. So we're in Perek Yud Aleph. It's the last Perek of the Chelek Aleph. We started talking about Ikvas HaMashiach in Yonah de Yoma. And we spoke about what it means to wait for Mashiach. We saw that in the Animamin that deals with Mashiach, it's very unusual, unlike all the other Animamins. All the other Animamins, one requires an Imunah. Imuna in Tchias HaMaisim, Imuna in Moshe Beni's Nevuah, Imuna. You don't have to do anything, you have to have Imuna. When it comes to Bias HaMashiach, it seems that's not enough. Having Imuna that Mashiach is going to come is not enough to prevent you from being a Koifer. You have to be Mechake Lebiyose. And if you're not Mechake Lebiyose, that's a Tnai, that's one of the conditions for this Animamin. Is that if you're not waiting for Mashiach, the chosse in the Imunah, and therefore one is koifer be the Imunah of Bias HaMashiach. That's what we're trying to understand why. So we spoke about if you're waiting for Mashiach is because you'll take away your tzoros, so that's not called waiting for Mashiach. We're waiting for Mashiach because we want to be able to fulfill our purpose properly. Anyway, so that's what we want to speak a little bit about more today. I'm on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Yep. Okay. The chapter here is called Tzepia Amitis LeMashiach Enu Tzepia LeGeula Min HaSevel VaYisurim. The waiting, the anticipation of Mashiach is not about wanting to have the geula to take one's suffering and problems away. That's not why we're waiting for Mashiach. I mean, you could wait for Mashiach for that reason, but that's not the ikkar of why we're waiting for Mashiach. Let's try and understand this. Mesapim al echad migdeil Yisrael. You read the story, you have a good laugh, but you'll see we're the same guy. מספרים עליך מגדוי לישראל שדאק בקודש הישראל לנסוע מפעם לפעם בכפרים נדוחים בהם התגוררו יהודים פשוטים. One of the guys Israel, the Adam Minag, used to travel around the countryside and he used to go visit places that didn't have, let's say, all the facilities of a Jewish community. And he used to go to places where they lived, simple Jews, peasant farmers. שעסקו פנוסם בחקלאות ובגיד לאיפת בהמוס. They grew chickens and they made a panos out of farming. He went to give them chizuk and imuna, to speak to them and to benachem them, their hard lives, their terribly difficult lives. He went there to mechazek them, pick them up. He
was
Hemetic Yid, who was suffering terribly from the Gaib, the neighboring Goyim, the Tatars that, you know, that were there, that he had terrible Yisurim from them. And he was complaining to this Rav how much he suffers from these Goyim. So he wanted to mechazak him. So he said to him, you know, Mashiach is going to come soon. He's going to take us all to Eretz Yisrael. You won't have to worry about the goyim there anymore. I'll call you a beseder. Shielanu toiv beis hamikdash yibone. Ayudi atamim ona l'rav. This simple yid said to the Jew, 1 second. Shamna matzata matzah chen beinov. This what you're telling me that Mashiach is going to come take him to Yisrael. Sounds very nice. But what's going to be with my farm when Mashiach comes? What's going to be I've got work to do here. I can't eat my chickens and my cows. Yeah, who's going to take care of them? He has to discuss it with his wife. It's not so posh with this, that he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and who's going to take care of the farm? So he has to speak to his wife. If she agrees with this eitzah to go to Eretz Yisrael. Lachas man ma'achoza kafri imatshuvosa geinis shel rayosei. Afterwards, he came back to the Rav. He spoke to his wife, and he came back with this unbelievable genius answer from his rebbetzin. He matzia shiyos v'kashelem lazovet hameshek, because it's going to be very hard for them to leave the farm. They can't just pack up and go to Eretz Yisrael and leave the farm. And the only problem really they have is the goyim. As she atzadik yivak she meshiach she kaches a goyim le'eretz Yisrael v'niach le'em kan le'tapu b'meshek. That the Mashiach should take the goyim to Eretz Yisrael and leave him here to carry on with his farm. The only problem he's got is the goyim. So you take the goyim away from him. He laughs perfect. I don't have any more problems anymore. It's a stickle genius. We all have that. We all have this. We all this little tipesh. We all this little fool. I'm not insulting anybody. Myself as well. We all have these feelings. You look at what your problems are, and if those problems would go away, life would be perfect. So let Mashiach come and just take away those problems, and I'll carry on managing my life very well. Thank you very much. Each person, whatever it is. Yeah, it happened to be the goyim. For somebody, it could be the bank manager. For somebody, it could be his next-door neighbor. Whatever it is, we all have our little problems that make life a little bit uncomfortable. If those problems would go away, life would be perfect. So then Mashiach come and take away my problems and let me carry on living my life. No, this story should bring a smile to your face. It's a cute story. It's a nice story. Nice joke story, yeah? It's not me saying it. The Sefer is saying it. It's like us as well. That's Bulas. Oh, Baruch, you don't know what you just missed. They just told a story about us. Kasheh asoga oides bias ha-Mashiach mitamtzemes l'gulem in ha-sevel m'yisura golas bilvad. Our whole yearning for Mashiach is to take away my tzoros, take away my problems. That's not tzipim Mashiach. That's not waiting for Mashiach. Yesh tzorech la'aloises eiches ha-tzipia l'gulem. As I'll explain, we have to elevate our anticipation of Mashiach. Waiting for Mashiach to take the goyim to Eretz Yisrael so you can carry on farming there in Poland or Romania, wherever he was, is not going to work. I mean, I'll tell you this, I don't know, Warren maybe, I don't know, Avram maybe is still old enough. Warren doesn't remember South Africa when it was still Gan Eden. Well, when I was a kid in South Africa, when they spoke about Mashiach, everybody in South Africa said, let Mashiach come and take the Schwarzes to Eretz Israel, let them deal with the Arabs and bring all the Yidden here. Because South Africa was paradise. Why would anyone want to leave paradise? The only problem we had was the Schwarzes. No, so take the Schwarzes to Eretz Israel, and then we'll carry on living in South Africa. Who would want to leave there to get Eretz Israel? You know, that's it. That's bull. That's exactly. We all like that. We all like that. But actually, what are you going to do? You have to leave Netanya and go live in a 3-room apartment in Geula, when Mashiach comes. Are you ready to do that? No. No view of the sea, the beautiful. No, I'm saying that. No, maybe Netanya will still be part of it. I don't know, whatever. That is part of it. But that's our. Oh, thank you. That's our anticipation of Mashiach. If you're honest with yourself. Everybody has to check that out for himself. What does it mean? Ani mechakele b'kol yom sheyavol. Why do you want Mashiach to come? V'saprim sheyudi achad nichnas el ha'admo mikotz. V'tina lefona v'saru ki yesh lo bayot b'yemune v'yihuri kfire mitganvim l'moichoy. It was a brave man. He went into the Kotzka and he told him, he's got this, he's got these problems in Imuna, and he's got these terrible hero kfira that mamash have taken over. He can't, it's the lobe seder. So the Kotzke said to him, Gamani einaini ma'amin be'elokim. I also don't believe in God. Wow, the Kotzke Rebbe doesn't believe in God. The guy was shocked that the Kotzke Rebbe doesn't believe. What are you talking about? So the Rebbe added, Belokim shalcha einaini ma'amin. The God you having problems with, I don't believe in that God. It means the God you don't believe in, that's not the God I believe in. What you think God is, I don't believe in that God either. That's not the Kodesh Baruch. That's the same by our story. Our entire anticipation of Mashiach has been shrunken down to the redemption from suffering and worrying about the future. It's a sign we don't know what Mashiach is. The Mashiach hazeh einenu mechakim. That's not the Mashiach we're waiting for. The Mashiach hazeh ani lo chakiti. That's not the Mashiach. He's Mashiach. I don't know, but that's not the Mashiach I'm waiting for. That's not the Mashiach I'm waiting for. Our anticipation, our yearnings, our expectations of ourselves have to be much bigger than that. They said to the Tzemach Tzedek, why is Mashiach not come? I'm so waiting. Oy, I'm platzing. I'm waiting for him to come. Heishiv lo, b'charifus. HaMashiach sh'ata mechakeh lo, af pam lo yegi. The Mashiach you're waiting for is never going to come. Wow. Mashiach you're waiting for is never going to come. But the Mashiach sh'achen yegi, the Mashiach that's really going to come, him you never waited for. You hear that? Mashiach I'm waiting for, the one I'm waiting for is never going to come because that's not Mashiach. And the Mashiach that is going to come, for him I never waited because I don't know what Mashiach is. So I don't know what I'm waiting for. So I'm a Mekayim, the 12th of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. If it says, B'chol Yom HaChak El Hashi Yavo, but I don't know what it is. Hu Hashi Amanu Mashiach. Eino Goel Mitzoros V'Sevel Greider. Tzipia amitis leMashiach hi tzipia lahagoshim es kol hashiifas haruchnias haboeres belibeni sheinenu matzlichim lagnishmam v'shel tzav yisur ha-golos. The ikka, anticipation, waiting, yearning for Mashiach, is that I'll be able to actualize and realize all my spiritual aspirations that I'm not able to because of all the problems that I have. It's not about taking the problems away. It's about being able to become who I'm really supposed to be. That's what I need Mashiach for. So I can start flexing my muscles and starting to become a spiritual giant like I'm supposed to be, like we're all supposed to be. We're so settled in katness. We're so comfortably being small. And we have lots of excuses for it. It's not my fault. I can't help it. There's this problem. There's that problem. There's panasa. And they're all true. No one's making up problems, not making up excuses. Well, what do you want? Mashiach to come to take away your problems? Take the problems to Eretz Yisrael and you can carry on doing what you're doing? Just without the problems? That's Mashiach? No. Mashiach will release you from those problems in order to be able you to become great. To be able to fulfill our anticipations, our expectations of ourselves. Oh, that's worth waiting for. The question still stands. I don't know, each person has to check this out for himself. Do you really believe worthy to greet Mashiach? Does each person here feel that he's worthy to meet Mashiach? Even though, much greater people went before us and they weren't zoche to greet Mashiach. Is there a reason? Is there some point inside of myself that I can say, yeah, for sure, Mashiach, I'm worthy to Mashiach? Vachulakachi, the answer is Moshal Adam Manibchan Besideris Mifchanim Likratek Sharosa Ilimikto Musuyam. You take a guy who's going out to become a professional, whatever, yeah, it doesn't matter. And he's got a series of, you have to go through courses, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. And there's a series of mifchanim, of examinations he has to go through. But derech klal mifchan ha-soifi hi ha-mifchan ha-kashe mikulam. Generally, the hardest mifchan is the last one, right? If you want to become a doctor, you want to become an accountant, a lawyer, whatever it is, the last test is usually the most difficult one. Usually incorporates everything that came before as well. So too, Akadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisyonos that he tests the Prat, the Klal. Also, we saw by Avraham Avinu, the last test was the hardest one. The last one's always the hardest. That was the hardest of them all. But until Avraham Avinu passed that one, the others weren't really worth that much. And he failed that one, it says Mufurish, the other nine would have been useless. Which is a share on its own, a discussion on its own. One Hashem just giving the last one and finished. So that's giving the first nine for. If the tenth is the hardest, you can pass the tenth. So what if you write all the other nine for? Just do the last one. Okay, that's all discussion on its own. And how's it possible that if I've already passed nine tests and he just failed the Akedah, it would have been like he didn't do anything. I call Bavotl. Call Mavutl. Finished. That's okay. But that's not our subject. The last 7 years, Klal Yisrael withstood very well two very difficult examinations. We have the third test coming up, and that's going to be the hardest one. That's what I mean at the moment. The first test was the Holocaust. Yudim hoivlu la kaidek yitzhak avinu b'shaisa, yudim mosres nafsham al kedushas Hashem, v'olu l'kobon reach nichoyach ha'she la'Hashem. Yidden gave up their lives, la kobonas, Mamish with unbelievable, we can't even begin to imagine the Kedusha that they were able to achieve. And giving up their lives, but Kiddush Hashem. Amadnu b'mifchan ha-soifiyam nichez l'chayla ka-voide, shu b'chinas ha-kobonus. That's b'chinas ha-kobonus. Ze chayla ka-voide b'toich shleishas amudim shalem oylam oymed, one of the three amudim that the world stands on, a-voide, that's the void of the kobonus. And that was the Mifchan of the Kabbonis. That was the Holocaust. We were given the Nisoyin, and they stood the test, and they went to their death. But Kiddush Hashem, mamish being the Kaddish Hashem Shemayim. Hamifchan Abu Acharav Haya Leanis Daiti. He says, according to my humble opinion, but Zman Kum Hamadina, but the Kufa Shecharaya, the establishment of the state of Israel, and the period after that. That was the Mifchan of Torah. That was the first time in the history of the Jewish people that a person had a Jewish pride disconnected from Torah. Dafka disconnected from Torah. Never happened before. Somebody who disconnected himself from Torah in the previous generations, you knew he was a nothing. He disconnected himself from Torah, Gubah. Doesn't mean everyone was from, doesn't mean it was a tzaddik, doesn't mean everyone was learning all the time. No, but he knew he was Mechubah to Torah. He knew the Torah was MS. To have a Jewish pride, we are dafka disconnected from Torah, that was something we never had to deal with before. Terrible nisoy. We know there was always lots of stories about the Meshumad. If God wanted to not be connected to Torah, he had to leave town, he had to live on the outskirts of town, he had to become Chas v'Chalila, he used to baptize, they become Aval. Nobody just stayed in the Jewish encampment and say, I have no shaykhs to Torah, and he's a good, honored person, you know, and he gets mafta yoina, and he's fine. And that never happened before.
Uberderach klale yehufach liyais hamalshino amoysa shel yudiyair.
Fancy, he was always the low life. He used to become, he was the guy that caused all the Torahs, Pesedah, you know, all the stories. He was a low life. He disconnected himself from Torah. He had no shaykhs to Torah. So then you were a nobody. An entire generation grew up on a pride of not having shaykhs to Torah and mitzvahs. That was their gava. That was what they prided themselves in. We didn't live through this, you don't know. You have to speak to people that were there. The Nisoin Ma'od Gadol, and a lot of people fell. A lot of people got caught up in this. Terrible, terrible Nisoin. And it was a mafacha ruchnias, unbelievable to understand. Ain't bait lo meis. There was no homes that didn't lose kids to this. We passed that test, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Torah's grown here, it's sprouted here. We have Baruch Hashem, people that are mamash ma'amin, unbelievable to see. The unbelievable growth and spread of Torah in Eretz Yisrael and how that's impacted on the rest of the world. I remember in Bet Shemesh, in Ramat Bet Shemesh, when we moved to the Kiriyah 18 years ago, there wasn't one kollel for Balabatim to learn in anywhere in Ramat Bet Shemesh. Balabatim used to schlep to the Kiriyah, the few that wanted to learn. That's how we got started. Balabatim came to the Kiriyah, they wanted to have a yeshivish experience. They came and learned with us a few hours every morning. When we eventually moved to Ramat Beit Shemesh, we couldn't find a place to move into because all the shuls were full of kollelim. There wasn't one shul that wasn't being used as a kollel. It was in the space of 15 years. Unbelievable. And that's the whole country's like that. Unbelievable revival of Torah. Hamadina kula imedes al kraya hitragulos, and the whole belief in the Zionist dream, the secular Zionist dream, you know what's happened to it. There's nothing. Show me one political party today that is any remnants to the original. Look what happened to the Labour Party. That was the party that founded the state on those principles. Anybody that still believes in any of that today, anybody that means anything today, they can't even get into parliament anymore. That whole dream's gone, and yet Yiddishkeit is flourishing. Unbelievable. You have to understand that. Tov. I don't want to read the rest. It hurts too much. Come to us. Let's deal with our problems. What do we have to deal with? The third test. Hakasha mikulam. Hamifchan hu hashmira al bechinas Yisrael. The first test was avoider. The second one was Torah. And now the third one is the shmira of a yid. Kemuvel il. There's no ideological war against somebody being Shomer Torah. Nobody can come to me. I remember when I was working at Eishet Torah or whatever, nobody came in there with any deep philosophical questions about Yiddishkeit. You didn't have to dredge out Ramchals and Maharals and Moir Nevuchims and Kuzaris in order to make somebody frum. The mamash, nobody had any serious questions. In the good old days of the Balei Tshuva, people had real, they want spiritual searches and they had philosophical questions and difficulties, and you had to, who's asking? No one, as Motti Berger once said, no one's asking Aristotle, there's nobody's dredging out, Plato in order to slog up Yiddishkeit. Nobody had any, no one has anything to say against Yiddishkeit. That's not where the problem is. Kimat bekomo komboilem, niten lekim yeshivas vekoilel, bafilu somach leKremlin. In Red Square, you can start a kollel. It's unfathomable. Unfathomable. Anybody who lived through the Cold War understands a kollel in the Kremlin. Yeah, Putin lighting Hanukkah candles there with the chief rabbi of Russia. Understands? There's a mob of a ride. You can't understand such a thing. in Germany by there where Hitler gave his rallies, your Machshmei, whatever. There, they're lighting this big Hanukkah there, you know, with thousands of Germans coming in, and you know, but unbelievable. So today, that's not El Milchama. The Milchama today and the Nisoyin that we have and what we have to understand is very, very different. We've never had a Nisoyin like this before. Ha'olam shakur bihis behimut biyam shel taivas. The world out there today is drowning in bestiality, in animalism, taivas. Hamoiches anushim einu menasim lepatech idiyot o pitronot letikun ha'olam. Kol ma'amotzehem mitrachsim letachlis echad. All the greats, beis vaad leznus. That's one of the simonim of Mashiach. Beis vaad leznus. A gathering of the wise men will be for znus, will be for physical pleasure. All the greatest people that get together today to discuss what? How can we have a more comfortable, pleasant, enjoyable life in this world? That's what it's all about. Hamatzut hagiyoni shel dereinu mitrachsois b'shaila oides kama dvarim noichalasois bli lezuz mi'amakom. Today, the standard, the benchmark of a successful invention is how much can I get done without moving out of my chair? You know, today you actually can do everything you need to do without moving away from your chair that's got a computer somewhere nearby. Okay, to niten lechol ma'e bli lavoid midai kashir kedoime. You know, how can I get things done quicker without having to work too hard so that I'll spare time to enjoy the world? You know, a new flavor ice cream, a new super duper flavored Coca-Cola. The greatest minds in the world are getting together to see how much pleasure we can make for the world. That's it. There's no ideologies out there. Somebody has an ideology today. Somebody believes in anything out there today. Someone's challenging Yiddishkeit philosophically with what? You have a generation that has an unbelievable thirst for entertainment, for pleasure. Ain l'adam kol etragim. Niten l'kabela kol al magash shel kesef bli omul v'yigeh, and you can get everything without any toil. Cheap. It's mamash, it's cheap. You push a button and you got the whole world of pleasure on your lap. Ha'anashim mithalchim mituskalim l'lo sipuk. And what's the result of that? Misery. People are walking around without any satisfaction, without any meaning in life, without any real pleasure. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And we know people are taking antidepressants, people are miserable, people are drinking, people are taking drugs, people are any form of escapism. Full blown, because the life doesn't produce a life without challenges, a life without difficulties, a life without working and growing leads to misery. Poshut. And on that cheerful note, we'll stop and then we'll carry on with Hashem tomorrow. But that's what's going on in the world today. Kapshutai. Kapshutai. You ask yourself a question, you know, we have these segas. So lots of stores are allowed to be open, some can't, some can. Okay, so you'll tell me the pharmacy needs to be open, the set of station need medication, whatever. But the cell phone shops have to be open as well. And they're right, because it's chiyuni. If somebody's cell phone breaks in the middle of a sega and he hasn't got his internet or he hasn't got his computer or whatever, he commit suicide, Rahman al-Islam. You know, 90% of Americans would give up their cars before they would give up their broadband connections. Talk about Americans. Americans to give up his car. Ain't the vakaze. He had to choose between his car and his internet connection. He gave up his car before his internet connection today. You know what that means? That's more of a pillar than having a koilel in the Kremlin. Anybody understands Americans properly? Give up your car, Baruch, for your internet connection. 90% of Americans. Okay, so that's, yeah, we have to understand where we are. No, I'm here. Beseder. Have a good day, Rabbi, sir. Where is it? No, you don't have to. I'll come fetch it. No, don't be stupid. No, don't be silly. What, there's no one there. I'll come with you just after 11. I'll finish here at 11, and I'll come with you at 11. I'm your old day. Come past me at 11 and maybe I'll come with you and I'll just pick it up. Have a good day, Raboisa. Goodbye.